KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Human Settlements Minister Thembi Simelane has ordered her department to fast-track emergency housing relief to KZN's flood victims. Some of the hardest-hit areas include Umlazi and Lamontville, where three children and two women lost their lives. The minister's spokesperson, Tsekiso Machike, says flood damage assessments are underway.
That will inform our interventions in line with our emergency housing policy. She further appealed for maximum cooperation between the government and other stakeholders, including communities.
With northwestern KZN under a level 2 storm warning, Premier Tami Ntuli has urged residents to remain vigilant. Last week, heavy rains left 9 people dead in the province.
We'd like to appeal to all residents in low-lying areas to seek shelter on higher grounds, as the risk of flooding remains exceptionally high, particularly in vulnerable areas. Disaster teams will remain on the ground.
Meanwhile, there are concerns some homes on the bluff could be at risk after heavy rains this week unleashed mudslides all the way down to a road on the beach.
It's quite a despairing feeling because the first time, then the second time, now the third time, you have this gut-wrenching feeling like we're just waiting. It's teetering on an edge there.
Ward 66 councillor Zoe Solomon says the issue has been ongoing. She says the sewerage piping that gave way during the last storm was fixed, but was washed away again after this week's downpours.
What we now have is not just the chasm that came down the landslide. We have an absolute breakaway of massive pieces of ground. Trees have followed. Now there's infrastructure sticking out everywhere.
Solomon says patrons of a local restaurant were also left stranded.
When we get down to Foreshore Drive, now this is the road of the beach, we've got knee-deep sand. And people were at Lords and Legends, you know, having dinner and having drinks when the rain came. And they ended up being stranded there. They couldn't get out. One of the cars was stuck in the mud. They realized that they couldn't get through. Because it's not a mud that you can walk on. It's a sinking sand.
And the FBI claims hackers in North Korea have pulled off the largest crypto heist in history. American investigators are probing the theft of $1.5 billion in virtual assets from cryptocurrency exchange Bybit. The Bureau says a group called Trader Traitor, also known as the Lazarus Group, was behind the theft. The organization was accused a decade ago of hacking into Sony Pictures as revenge for The Interview, a film that mocked North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Bybit, a Dubai-based exchange, was last week targeted in an incident in which malware was used to approve transactions that sent the funds to the thief. North Korea has previously denied any involvement in cyber hacking or crypto heists. On the weather front, here at home, Durban and Richards Bay warming up to 27 degrees, Maritzburg 25. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nitara Nadesan.